Addressing Wapley residents in Harare South this afternoon, Tsvangirai said it was disturbing that 10 years after it was set up, the settlement does not have proper houses, water and sanitation facilities, leaving residents exposed to waterborne diseases. He said council must regularize the settlement and provide water and sanitation to all unplanned settlements sprouting around the city.
There is a lot of challenge to our city council to make sure that we deal with these unplanned settlements, or they are reorganized in such a way they are also brought within the main system. Otherwise, we'll continue to sit on a very serious plan board.
Residents told the former Prime Minister they were building structures haphazardly and were drinking unprotected water from wells while council did not provide any service. Officials at the local clinic, which serves about 120,000 residents, said waterborne diseases like diarrhea are rampant in the area. Harare Mayor Bernard Manyenyeni, who accompanied Tsvangirai, said council is committed to solve the residents' problems but is hamstrung by the shortage of resources.
We were resource constrained, but there are also technical challenges around the sewer arrangement, the gravity, and it's on an elevated platform for it to actually feed in directly. It's against gradient. So there's a technical challenge around that. Something that can be overcome, but not immediately.
He added the problem of unplanned settlements was as a result of government's failure to adhere to proper urban planning procedures. Wapley and other unplanned settlements like Caledonia were created to accommodate thousands of Harare residents whose houses were destroyed during Operation Murambatsvina or Operation Remove Field in 2005. Residents were told not to build proper structures as government said their settlements were temporary. But 10 years on, the government has not provided permanent homes to the victims. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.